This is Lydia Johnson at the 95th National FFA Convention, joined by an American star in agriscience, Sydney Elaine Hefty from Indiana. Sydney, do you want to just get started and tell us a little bit about your project?
My projects are all based in sustainable agriculture. So I started based on a wind turbine project, advanced to a plant science research project where I created my own natural herbicide with a 98% kill rate. I tested that, and then I also went to a social science project where I tested market research to make sure that natural herbicide that I created would be market applicable, and I found out that it was, which was really exciting. And then I moved into applying my herbicide knowledge to other types of research that was based in the weed aquism of Mali, and working with different weed control methods, not only in herbicides, to control that weed within my own home county. I then wrapped up my agriscience research career with doing a project on water turbines. So again, continuing the sustainable mindset as it is so on the forefront of national conversation today.
Those are quite complex projects. What sparked your interest in those specific areas?
So I've been doing science fair and science research pretty rudimentally since I was a kindergartner. What I found, though, was once I entered middle school, my ag advisors and my parents were a large influence, and I thank them every single day for the influence they had on me. But they encouraged me to focus all of my inquisitive knowledges more towards agri-science research. So what I found was that through looking at problems in my own home community, especially based around my passions in plant science, I was able to come up with some potential problems, that I was able to then solve through my research.
So how has your project grown from those times you started, you said, in middle school, right?
Yes, yeah. So I think the main applications of my project right now, with my natural herbicide, obviously, I have that recipe and my knowledge under my care, and I'm able to distribute that throughout my community for people to help create a natural solution if they're looking for that in that demographic. And then with my water turbine knowledge, I hope to be able to distribute the 3D printed blueprint to different people around my community and around the world for them to then print freely and use for their own water sources and electric energy making.
So I have to ask, you're from Indiana, right? Middle of the Midwest. Why water turbines? And do you use those in your home state, or what's your connection?
So there is quite a large amount of untapped water power usage. It can be used from anything from a pond to a ditch to any sort of little creek or moving body of water this project can be applied to. It's really exciting, actually, to look at that. I mean, that could save farmers anywhere from $10 to $10,000 when applied the right way, as it'll just lower their bottom line of electricity bills.
A big component of receiving an American star is receiving your American degree. Tell us a little bit about the record process and everything in your FFA experience that has brought you to this point.
Yeah, so my other secondary SAE is goat production. So I actually raised my own goat herd from the time that I was in fifth grade. And I started taking the really intensive records from the time I was a seventh grader. And so using my knowledge from that record keeping I was able to apply that to my scientific record keeping. I had probably hundreds and thousands of data points over the years, and keeping all those straight within a handwritten notebook and then transferred digitally was quite a feat. I was able to complete that fairly well and enough to achieve a top four finalist for American Star in Agriscience. However, I think that it has really been a huge blessing to have the opportunity to get my American degree. This is a huge significance in my life. It's something that I've been working towards since I was a seventh grader to achieve this degree. So to be able to walk across stage and receive that degree is the highest honor and blessing.
And there's many FFA members that are going to be in the crowd watching you be recognized as a star and watching you receive your American degree. What's the advice you have for them to have successful FFA experiences similar to what you have had?
My advice would always be to take small steps to reach large leaps. I've said that a few times over convention this week already. This has been something that I've really guided myself by. It's really important to me for everyone to understand that you don't achieve something, or you can't necessarily reach a large goal overnight. So taking those small steps, being curious about the small problems in your school, can turn into small splashes that make really large ripples. And as long as you help one person, then that research is worth it. As long as you are helping one small person in your community, then the research that you've done is completely worth everything that you've put into it.
You've had a very successful time during your FFA journey. Where are you at now?
Yeah, so I'm currently a sophomore at Purdue University. I study agricultural economics with a minor in political science. I hope to then become an international law and policy worker for a large agricultural agrochemical company. I want to travel the world and work in regulations and apply my knowledge of herbicides that I've grown through FFA to a corporate position, and then hopefully help people around the world also enjoy the opportunities created right here in our home companies.
Many great opportunities behind you and even better things ahead. Is there anyone that you'd like to thank that's helped you get to this point?
Oh, yes. I would love to thank my parents, David and Stacy Hefty. They've been my support system from the time that I was young, raising me with a half business, half science brain. I'd also really like to thank my advisors, Matt Dice, Trey Steen, and Leah Henderson. They have been so influential during my time in FFA. And my grandparents as well. They've been very helpful, and all of my family and friends at Purdue and in Auburn, Indiana.
And that is one of our American Star in AgriScience finalists, Sydney Hefty from Indiana. Thanks so much for joining us, Sydney.
Thank you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.